And this is Tate Servance bringing you your news for the hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Authorities in Harbor Beach are investigating the death of Shayna Umbright, who was discovered deceased on February 14, 2026. Police say the inquiry remains active and only limited details can be shared at this stage. An autopsy is planned for today, February 15th, to help determine the cause of death. Investigators express condolences to Umbright's family and friends, asking the community to respect their privacy at this time as they grieve. The Harbor Beach Police Department emphasizes its commitment to a thorough investigation and to provide answers and closure for those affected. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the department at 989-479-3353 or by email at Harbor Beach Police Department, hbpd@harborbeach.com. And the Huron County Sheriff's Office provided an update regarding a Harbor Beach truck driver who had previously been reported missing. According to authorities, after speaking with the man and others connected to the situation, investigators determined that his actions were voluntary and that there was no evidence he was held against his will, exploited, or the victim of any criminal activity. The statement noted that some of the man's decisions may have been affected by post-traumatic stress related to prior military service. However, no additional details are being released at this time. The Sheriff's Office also expressed appreciation to the Genesee County Sheriff's Office, Saginaw County Sheriff's Office, Michigan State Police, and the Buena Vista Police Department for their assistance during the investigation. And the Elkton Police Department is alerting parents to the growing availability of Mitra 9 canned Kratom beverages in local stores and online. The brightly colored drinks, marketed as plant-based kava and Kratom products, resemble energy drinks and are sold at gas stations, convenience stores, vape shops, and through online retailers. Police say some cans clearly list Kratom extract or Mitragenine, while others reference 7-hydroxymitragenine or 7-OH, a potent compound found in Kratom. Officials caution that although the drinks may look similar to common energy beverages, they contain psychoactive compounds that act on brain receptors in ways comparable to opioids. Reported side effects include nausea, dizziness, drowsiness, increased heart rate, and impaired judgment. Repeated use can lead to dependence, and mixing Kratom with alcohol can increase the risk of respiratory depression. Because Kratom products are not regulated like FDA-approved medications, potency and ingredients may vary, police said. Parents are encouraged to talk with students about unfamiliar drinks and supplements, monitor for changes in mood or behavior, and seek emergency help if someone is unresponsive or having difficulty breathing. Officials said the goal of this advisory is prevention and awareness. And that was your news for this hour. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. But if you ever want more news, weather, obituaries, cancellations, and more, you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere.